Welcome everybody. Shir number 1246. We're learning today. Lulu Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Ben Rabbi and Zisa. Lulu Nishmas Blim Abbas Rav Moshe. Lirafu Shalem Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malach of Chayrish plowing. Okay, so we're going through some various different interesting points and halachas brought down the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai that he brings down in the Piskei Halachas part in Simen, in our Simen, which we've been learning, which is Shin Lamed Zayin. Again, anybody wants to look it up in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Simen Shin Lamed Zayin in Hilchot Shabbos. It talks all about these various different questions that we've been talking about, the asidus of them. Anyways, but he brings out an interesting point, and we mentioned last year, we always want to quote the page and where it's found. So in the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, page Shin Tezayin, he brings in Ois Ches. He says like this interesting point, how do I know? We said last time if something is like sand, or it's like it's a type of a ground whereby it's no problem. How do we judge such a thing whereby if I schlep something, it's making a hole, there's no problem. He says, Im hakarka ein akash, if the ground is not hard, elahi ofreti tichuach, it's like a loose type of a, like a very loose type of a dirt. So then he says, it's muta ligra aleim kelim b'cholef, and then it's no problem schlepping, tables, chairs, or whatever on it at all. Why? Ki hacharitz shenas. In other words, the problem is in plowing, right? That you're going to come to make holes, you're going to come to make grooves that will stay. But he says in this case, if it's extremely loose dirt, he says ki hacharitz shenas. If it's not going to be an everlasting hole, then it's not a problem. In other words, what's the problem? I made a hole, I made a groove, so now I have it. Now that's part of the planting process, right? Like on a Sunday, Monday during the week, I make a hole, I make a groove or whatever, and now I start working with it. I dig it up, and now I start working with the hole. Over here, if it's so loose, the dirt, to the extent that he says, ki hacharitz shenasa, when you make this groove, you make this hole, it's kind of like sand. You know, you make the hole, and it just falls back. You make a hole, falls back. It's not staying. That hole isn't staying for 2 seconds. You know what I mean? So he says, such a dirt, if it's so loose, he says, ki hacharitz shenasa, would not be a problem, he says, on such a dirt, even though it might even be soil, he says. That's the point over here. Makarka in a kosher elahi offer tichuach. It's so loose. So then he said, you could schlep anything. You can't start digging up, but he said, just schlepping. If you schlep something and it makes grooves or holes, it's no problem because it's just going, there's no holes or grooves taking place. It's just every time there is a hole and a second later, it falls back, the dirt like sand, and becomes the way it was. So that, he says, is not a problem. Interesting that you would be able to schlep on such a very loose dirt to that extent, very loose soil, even heavier kalim. Okay, so the next thing he brings down interesting in Ois Tes, he says, Chazal Asri Ligra Chafetim. Chazal Taka said, or even in the house, let's say, what about in my house? I want to start schlepping a couch, right? We're not getting into of the dechoil or whatever. Is it the right thing to do on Shabbos? It's not a question of Chayresh, right? Or a question of Boina or Soiser in this case, whatever the case might be. Is there a problem of schlepping a very heavy item in the house whereby I'll be scratching up my floors? Now, of course, nobody's going to do that. We just want to understand the lumness behind it. Nobody's going to start schlepping heavy items and scratch up the floor, whatever the case is. Nobody wants to do that. But if, in case and time, is that a problem, al the malach of Chayresh, so Itaka brings down, Chazal Osru Ligra Chafetim Gedoilim, Chazal brought down for us, told us that lemaisa even schlepping heavy items even in a house, afilu al karka merutzefes and mechusa, even on a tiled floor, a marble floor, something like that, you want to schlep like this heavy couch or this heavy table. So again, to schlep it, drag it on the floor, not to pick it up, that you're allowed to, but to schlep it on the floor. Imhu kli kazeh sheim hoyugari al karka. In other words, if you're going to schlep this heavy table on the floor, hoyu nasa charitz al yada, you're going to start making cuts and scratches in the ground. So the gazru merut. So then Chazal said, no, even in the house you shouldn't be schlepping around these couches and heavy items, because there's a gezeira on floors that are tiled or marble or whatever, whereby somebody might come to schlep these heavy items on a dirt floor. So one has to be careful in the house also, even though it's not really so applicable. Most people are not going to do that, but it's important to keep in mind. Okay, so now he does bring down in the next Ois Yud, he does bring down Dasa Mishabura, the Lemaisa, it's Mashva from the Mishabura, but Lemaisa, he brings like this from the Mishabura, the Im Reif or Im Rutzefes, but Malcolm Kazeh, in reference to schlepping these heavy items, if you're living in Taka, such a place, right, if a person lives in a place, which most of us do, Kagoyin Shevil, Shalifnei Abotim, like there's pavement or whatever the case is. So he wants to say b'shem the mishabura or smash from the mishabura. That would not be a problem. But Lamaisi brings down from Taisis, and Lamaisi brings it down. He does bring down at the end that Aval Shita Saramban Lesa Gamba Oifin Zeh the V'chein Nira Mistimus Lashon Achroinim. That it's near from the Lashon of the Achroinim. One should be careful not to do it. But La Locha Lamaisi does say La Locha Yesh Locha Gadasa Mishabura. If one need be for whatever reason, there is what to be makel on the Mishabura with the schlepping these heavy items again on a hard ground, if in a place and time in a regular city. In a house and so on, it's makom gadol u lachme bzed. It's lemaisa. It says makom gadol. He brings down yesh makar gadol that one should be, machmir in this situation. That really, to as much as possible, to not to schlep around these real heavy items, even on a hard floor. Now, so that's what he brings down lemaisa. That's lemaisa of chen nira mistimas lashon achronim. The many achronim hold like that. But lemaisa, if somebody has to schlep. Let's say he brings down, for example, kagan bishvil shalifnei habatim, like on the pathway, on the sidewalk, in the driveway, and these type of things. Again, in the house itself, people are in general not going to be schlepping couches or whatever, whereby they're going to be scratching up the floors and so on. Nobody's doing that, but sometimes outside it could come up. Somebody has a driveway and they have to schlep a heavy thing and it's too heavy to pick up, right? Whatever the case is. So if it's possible, we're talking about a case in time where there's an area if you're allowed to carry, whatever, but there's a heavy item, has to be schlepped. It's on this sidewalk over there, so it's not really going to scratch it, but it's a very, very heavy thing, whereby if it would be on dirt, it would make heavy grooves in the ground. It would make holes in dirt, heavy grooves in the ground. It's very heavy. You have to schlep it on the floor. But now over here, we're going to say that it's sidewalk and, it's in the driveway. And that's number one. And number two, you're living in a city. The place where you're doing this is in the city, whereby there's everything, all the houses are, paved and so on. It's not whereby every house has dirt outside. For example, like in the country upstate, it could be more problematic whereby many of these front yards or side yards or even possibly inside, sometimes you have dirt. You have regular dirt, so thereby that would be more of a problem. But let's say in the city, whereby a person has a driveway and they have to schlep a heavy thing, and all the driveways in general are paved, right? In that area and those in general, so that's what he brings down. There's a mishabur, just to read real quickly. He brings it actually in the Sharetzian and our Simon Shin Lamed Zayin Oisbeza Mestarba the Im Kol Ir Merutzev Avonim Abik Sharm Liesh Lakom Zed. You have the city is it's all paved. So he says even those who are machmir with the sweeping, but he says over here it's a little bit easier. Again, the Mishabura is talking. There's a Mishabura talking. Afilu be'ini merutzef. Again, the Shinla Mizayin Sharetzian Ois Beis. Afilu be'ini merutzef leslam zeru gerera. So he says like this. He says first of all, the whole thing is a psik reshit loy nichalei, right? Even though it's going to happen, inevitably you might make holes in the ground. It's an extremely heavy thing. So he says you're doing it kalachiyad. It's not the normal way. Number one. Number two, you're makalkel. You're doing it destructively. So you really have a psikreshet leimichle with two drabbanans. Okay, so be it as it may. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Take time now, everything. But he says, but lemaisa, he does come out lekula. Again, if it's you live in a paved area where the houses all over there are paved, the outside, it's outside in the yard, and somebody has to schlep a very heavy thing on the pavement. If it's possible, to pick it up or to have two people pick it up, that's the best thing to do to cover all grounds. That's what he's bringing down to say for Shabbos b'Shabbat. But lemaisa, if it's mamish really hard, you do have the mishabur sharetzian. Somebody does have to schlep again on a pavement. We're talking about if it's on a dirt ground, you can't, because then it's inevitably you're going to be making the grooves. But on the pavement, so there's to say that there's a gezeira, right? That not to schlep it on hard ground. You might come to schlep it on soft ground. So as I invite. Says the Mishabura, you don't have to worry about it, even though, like the Sefer Shabbos for Shabbat, they bring down many Paiskim, most Achroinim actually are Machmir, but you do have the Mishabura to rely on if one has to do it, definitely B'Shasat Chak for sure. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.